Good afternoon. So the numbers of workers in non-standard employment arrangement have been increasing rapidly. Certain types of non-standard arrangement, for example, employment through a temporary service agency, have been associated with increased risk of occupational injury. In fact, these workers are a diverse group and contain a variety of arrangements. However, little is known about the general characteristics or general health of workers with various types of non-standard work arrangements. We use data from the National Health Interview Survey, or NHIS, to answer this question. NHIS has been conducted by the National Center for Health Statistics for 1957. The sample is designed and weighted to be nationally representative. NIOSH sponsored supplemental occupational health questions in 2010, which included a question about work arrangement. The question asked workers to choose one of six descriptions of work arrangement, including standard work arrangement, independent contractor, independent consultant, or freelance worker, on call and work only when called to work, paid by a temporary agency, work for a contractor who provide workers and services to others under contract, and other. Overall, 17.8% of the employee adult reported to non-standard work arrangement in 2010. As shown in smaller pie chart to the right, freelance was the most common non-standard arrangement, accounting for 9.6% of all workers. This was followed by other non-standard at 3.4%, on-call at 2.4%, contract at 1.6%, and temporary arrangement at 0.8%. The proportions of workers in non-standard work arrangement within the construction and agriculture industry sectors were higher than other industry sectors. Within construction, freelance, shown in light yellow, was clearly the most common non-standard work arrangement, accounting for 30.6% of all construction workers. Within agriculture, the most common non-standard work arrangement was actually other, shown in light blue, at 18%, followed by freelance at 16.2%. As shown in the bars on the left, the proportions of male workers among freelancers, shown in light yellow, and contractors, shown in green, was higher than other work arrangements. As shown in red, the proportion of non-Hispanic white was lowest among temporary workers, shown in dark red, at 45.6%. As shown on the left, 45.1% of temporary workers in dark red were aged between 18 and 29. As shown on the right, 19.1% of on-call workers in dark yellow and 18.4% of contractors in green had a high school education or less. Over half of temporary workers earn less than $35,000 per year. It's also worth noting that workers in all non-standard work arrangement were more likely to not to be offered health insurance by their employers than workers in standard work arrangement, shown in gray. Among all employee adults, temporary workers were most likely to report fair or poor health. But if we add 95% confidence interval, you can see that the difference on health status among workers in different work arrangements were not statistically significant. This study has some limitations. We use a single question to measure different kinds of work arrangement, which is a complex concept. For example, on-call workers may overlap with other arrangements. 3.4% of workers choose the other category. In addition, relatively small subsamples of workers within each type of non-standard work arrangement and the complex sample design result in imprecise estimates. It made us unable to produce stable estimates by industry, occupation, and state. In conclusion, workers with non-standard arrangement differ from both traditional employees and by subcategory within the broad category of non-standard employment arrangement. The diversity should be considered in planning future studies and recommendations. NHS data from 2010 and 2015 can be analyzed further to study this issue, but other data sources are also needed. Thank you.